You're listening to The Riot Show. This is The Riot Show. You're listening to The Riot Show. This is The Riot Show. You're listening to The Riot Show. This is The Riot Show. You're listening to The Riot Show. This is The Riot Show.
Hey, man, the only place I go. Every night, it's the Ryan Show.
Captain Stage, Bliss, Mr. Cheeks, and myself.
Check us out for an hour, enjoy yourself.
Or maybe
listen,
more.
Good music and special guests. Listen, we the best, forget the rest.
It's just me and Ryan, Cheeks the team. Yeah, we about to reign supreme.
Come on.
Yeah, we coming over and we taking the scene. Yeah, we should be on that limelight up on the screen. Yeah, you know my team. Yeah, we really just doing this. Fluid up every time, we really just moving this.
Yeah, man, we mix it up. To all of my fellas and chicks, what up?
Hey,
best believe, we the new wave. Mr. T's Rob Boogie and Hampton Dave.
Let's go.
You're listening to The Riot Show. This is The Riot Show. You're listening to The Riot Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all good things must come to an end. No, not this episode of The Ryan Show FM. We're just getting started, baby. We're talking about 2019. It is finally time for a new year, Hamptons Dave. And I gotta say, I couldn't be more ready for a nice fresh start.
Plenty 19's over.
Plenty 19.
Plenty Henny.
Plenty. Here we go. I keep saying 2020
vision.
That's the new hashtag everybody's using. We're seeing things in 2020 vision now. And especially on this very radio program. We've had a lot of good times, though, I have to say, over the past year. We were actually talking earlier off the mic about growth and about how we did make some really nice strides this year. And it really does start with you, the fine fans of this show, and the amazing syndicates that have allowed us.
Yeah, everybody that plays my beautiful voice on their station, thank you so much.
Huge shout out to all the DJs and program directors that believed in our movement.
Everybody that lets me serenade your woman, thank you so much.
I do like your recent Instagram activity, I've got to say. Big fan of your recent Instagram activity. Go check out Hamptons Dave at Hamptons Dave on Instagram. There is another third to this radio program, but he's in the ATL as of right now. Shouts to Mr. Cheeks, who has taken over Atlanta.
That's it, he's taken over one state at a time.
One state at a time. And Cheeks will be back. Actually,
yes,
he's going to be
time.
Cheeks is going to be submitting his very own segment while he's down in Atlanta. He'll be back in New York, though. Don't worry. I know people are nervous around Queens, not seeing Cheeks out at night. The city's just not the same without Mr. Cheeks, I gotta be honest.
Yeah. He's working, though. It's for the good. It's for the good of him. As a brother, I want him to grow.
Growing down in Atlanta.
Yep.
Man, and I gotta say, this Ghost OG, sponsored by Dan Cadillac, sure does hit the lungs right. Man, I gotta tell you, Boston, if you're a smoker like myself, well, there's nothing better than Dan Cadillac. A matter of fact, Dan Cadillac has essentially made me into the new age Little Debbie. I don't know if you've seen Hamptons Dave, but my face is everywhere these days.
I see. That should be a rap, man.
Little Debbie. Little Debbie,
getting all the kids smacked.
These treats are not for children, but if you're over the age of 21 and you're in Massachusetts or New Jersey, go to your local dispensary and pick up your Ryan Show weed candy. Shouts to Dan Cadillac for the opportunity. And I can't stress this enough. That's as far as my involvement with Dan Cadillac goes. I simply sold my likeness to them. I have people DMing me on Instagram and making posts that say to hit me up if you want pot. Get out of here. What do you think I am? I'm a radio host, and I want nothing to do with those inquiries. Speak to Dan Cadillac and go to your local dispensary where you can purchase the stuff legally. It's 2019. Back to everything that's gone on in 2019, it's been more than just sticking our face on weed candies. We've been trying to bring our movement worldwide.
Trying to get on as many stations as we can.
And we've really locked down Ghana, I've got to say. Big shout out to our very own journalist, Rachel Toy, who gave a spectacular interview to our president of the Ryan Show fan club, Yusuf Abdul-Jalil. You guys have heard him on this program before. Great interview. I'm actually curious to see what it says. It's going to be released this week. So a lot going on with the Ryan Show. We've got the Ryan Show news. We've got our events. We didn't even really get to recap Toys for Thoughts.
I wish I could have sat in on that conversation.
With Yusuf and Rachel?
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. Rachel's a very serious journalist.
She was coming on to him.
Really? I guess we're gonna have to ask Rachel if this is true. Because you know that would be a game changer. That's a one-way ticket for Yusuf to get over here. Marrying Rachel.
One-way ticket to paradise.
One-way ticket to paradise. Yusuf, I hope you're listening right now. Tonight, we're going to be going through our favorite moments with our favorite people from 2019. We're going to hear our segments with LSD. Dear LSD, some of our favorite people need to be recognized. We also have some of our favorite parts of the Tragedy Gaddafi interview coming up and some of our interview with Keith Murray. I'd say those are four staples of this radio program.
Keith Murray is always good. And that one with Trage, that was a good, actually good conversation, good talk. It's always good to get him going because he's been in the game for so long.
So without further ado, tonight we're going to play the best of DJ K-Bliss's mixes.
Shout out to K-Bliss. I want to thank her for everything she did for the show too. Always just, you know, she was a mainstay with us in the city.
Before any
she
of this.
Turned up, yeah.
Before the FM radio show, before we were syndicated, DJ K-Bliss was with us in the clubs in the hood of Tavern Lounge, the dangerous, dangerous venue of Tavern Lounge, throwing that show every week.
Jamaica Ave,
man. So the best of DJ K-Bliss brought to you by us here at the Ryan Show FM. Folks, we will be back.
DJ K-Bliss.
Yo, confetti ain't even heavy. Got the win, I want the record. What's the crime if you don't protect it? What's the name if they don't respect it? Nah, your confetti ain't even heavy. F***ing up the game is so suspicious. You ain't buy it all unless you blew a ticket. All off in the Ville between them. I'ma bowl all summer just to flex for Christmas. Angel wings on the doors, I got a suplex. Money don't make you fly, that's just my perspective. Running up the skull to expose a bluff. Cause nowadays getting the wins just ain't enough. The checkup last week, I got a new agenda. The last time I couldn't buy some food, I can't remember. The last time I f***ed the world, I might have busted center. I bought a crib and set that f*** on top of Mount Olympus. When you living that high up, it's hard to see the tension. I'm only selling game, I'm all out of sipping. Grip the foreign like a trophy, gotta hold it steady. Your party when your confetti ain't even heavy. Got the win, I want the record. What's the crime if you don't protect it? What's the name if they don't respect it? Nah, your confetti ain't even heavy. We all off in the club like Sincere on Billy. Can't even drink my liquor money on my celly. Account like you got a check, spend it when you ready. I'm giving hell, pray I go to heaven. Nailing in they coffins, the cost of them being off. Ballin' since I was in Crawford, when I circle my office. And off with these wins, you f***ing up with this loss. Wait, I forgot my season, I'm glad you're throwing that salt. I might just throw up a toss and holler. Cause when your wrist game, know the grip change. Buckets, chip brain in the strip game. Hold the bus, snakes corn, chop they heads off. Cobra clutching on a meal ticket. You if you feel different. I caught a break, no debate, and you still fishing. The genie at the bottom, and you still wishing on my downfall, cause you petty. Confetti ain't even heavy.
Music can count me out. I'm counting my bullets. I'm loading my clips. I'm writing my names. I'm making a list. I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying. The fake ones is lit. The game is all balanced. I'm back on my The Bentley is dirty. My sneakers is dirty. But that's how I like it. You all on my I'm all in my bag. It's hard as it get. I do not throw powder. I might take a sip. I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends. I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my is broke? What good is first class if my can't sit? That's my next mission. That's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my more chips. Just put the Rolex right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this. To act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gonna be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame. It won't be cause my ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some slid in my lane. Everything grows, it's destined to change. I love you little I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thinking you now. Was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greats, I'm the greatest right now. If you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gonna be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. You been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets. I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names. I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice. And I'm getting them hit, the real ones been dying. The fake ones is lit, the game is off balance. I'm back on my shit, the Bentley is dirty. My sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm don't make you real. Put it is on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a f. Pistol in your hand, don't I'm make dead in the middle real. Of two generations. I'm little bro and big bro all at once. Just left the lab with young 21 Savage. I'm about to go on me, jigga for lunch. Had a long talk with a young Kodak. Reminded me of young from Phil. Straight out the project, no faking, just honest. I wish that he had more guidance for real. Too many the cycle of jail. Spending their birthdays inside of a cell. We coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas, Lord, we gotta heal. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they poison the well. Distorted self-image, we settled to fail. I'ma make sure that the real gon' prevail. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm don't make you real.
DJ K Bliss.
And we are back, folks. This is the Ryan Show FM, broadcasting worldwide at everywhere. A station near you.
Get a syndicate.
On an app.
Get an app. That's what I was just going to say. Get an app. Support. Go download the app of the radio station that you're listening to. Don't just listen online. Come on. Give it the program. Soon we're just going to have to flood your guys' phones and computers and tablets and everything with the Ryan Show app.
How can you enjoy the entree without having the app? That's what I ask you. Folks, it's good to be here every single week. We will be back at the same time next week. But I'll tell you, it's been a little bit of time since we've been down at Def Squad Studios. We're still in constant contact with the producer of the show, since he is producing the show, Eric Sermon. But some of my favorite times of 2019 actually happened inside of Def Squad Studios.
We just had some good days there. You just never knew who's going to be walking around, who's going to pop in. And then once we got a little more comfortable being in there too and bringing our people there.
That's the thing. I mean, at first, it was a little uncomfortable because we didn't know these guys. We go to Death Squad. We're just these two white dudes that are kind of like, who are these two guys?
You know,
like, people would
lawyers.
Say, the lawyers, Mr. Cheek's lawyers. But eventually, we fit right in. Three super producers. We got Rock Wilder, Ty Fife, and Eric Sermon, all in one studio. All three of these dudes are very different from one another. The energy there, the creative energy, everybody gets along. There's so much history between everybody in the building, you know, Rock and Eric working together. But our interview with Rock Wilder, to me, was special because, once again, it wasn't supposed to be an interview with Rock Wilder. I remember Rock actually said, look, I don't really want to go too in-depth in anything.
He just sat down with us, right? And we kind of just put a mic there and
pretty much, sat down with us. We didn't really make it a formal interview, but we got a lot of gems out of it. We learned more about Lady Marmalade and how he put that together.
Yep, and the song, How Redman.
I'll Be Dad. We learned that this how it was actually, who was it for again?
It was for Jay, not... It was for another rapper, Jay, at the time, but it was something called, it was something with the telephone.
You hear the ringing in the beginning of...
That was supposed to be for that song, and Redman just kept it.
They never took it out.
Yep.
I'd say that's probably his most commercially successful song, right? It's up there.
It's got to be up there. He had a run though. Those albums.
I digress, folks. This is our interview from, I believe, February of 2019. This was our Def Squad studio special. We sat down with, I believe, six.
That was a good day in there. Yep.
Hip hop entities,
one after another. People were just popping in. We went all night, till late at night that night. That was the
interview
best part. Those Saturdays or whatever, you know, the days where we just sit in there and you never know. Like studio sessions going on. We were there for some good studio sessions. We had Smith & Wesson down there. We had Rockness Monster for the Rock and Rock EP, you know, that they were working on. Just a lot.
Freddie Fingers.
Yep, Freddie Fingers.
Or no, sorry.
No. Freddie Fox. Yeah.
Freddie Fox. We had
Bumpy Knuckles.
Freddie Fingers.
I can't Freddie Fingers.
Oh, Lord. Good times down at Def Squad Studios.
Sean Strange, I think.
Sean Strange.
PMD.
Another great interview.
That was a good
PMD.
One. Parrish was a good one, too. It's a good day at Rock. At Def Squad.
Folks, we're sponsored by Dan Cadillac. And this is our interview with super producer Rock Wilder. We will be back. Enjoy.
It's the Ryan Show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Boys and girls.
Yes.
Whether you are listening in Africa, the United States of America,
yes.
Canada.
Yes. Canada, the United Kingdom.
Is the Ryan Show FM. And this is a special presentation produced by the legendary Eric Sermon of EPMD. We sit here in Def Squad Studios for a special two-part episode. That's right, too much going on for one episode.
But who's with us right now? Everybody knows me. I'm Hamptons Dave. Everybody gets to hear my voice. But you don't get to hear this guy's voice a lot. And while my favorite part about coming over here and doing this at Def Squad is just hearing the music that my man puts down in the back. I just take a couple trips every time we're here and just go sit down on the couch and just vibe out. Because my man's a legend. Google him. We got Rock Wilder in here right now with us.
Yo, what's up?
Rock Wilder, ladies and gentlemen.
In the building.
We have been lucky enough to do a spinoff series with Rock Wilder.
Yes.
Here at Def Squad lately.
Yes.
And a lot is going on here at Def Squad Studios. There's a reason why this is a two-part episode, because there are just too many people, too many legends here in this very studio for us to pack it into one episode. So we got to make it two-part.
Yes.
Also, I'm going to Atlanta on the 15th, so make sure you guys save the date. Big showcase in Atlanta, Medusa Lounge.
Oh, wow.
Never been to Atlanta, Rock.
You never been to Atlanta?
Never been that far down south.
Where have you been? Where's it been?
Charleston.
That's Charleston?
The furthest down south I've been.
Okay, Charleston. Okay.
Yes, sir.
In Charleston.
But I hear good things.
Charleston.
Good things about
Charleston.
Atlanta. Rock, you're a guy that tells lots of stories, but that's not what we're going to press you for today. We're not here to press you for your
story. You see, Ryan turns into the media the second you get on
that's
here,
right?
He turns into our Vlad.
No, we're not. I am not the Vlad of Def Squad. Come on.
That is so wet.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
There can only be one.
There can only be one.
And we're not here to coax anything out of you.
There can only be one.
No, we're just chilling. We got the God. Google his work. If you don't understand what he's done, we always like, there's a saying,
Gitchy,
Google him.
Gitchy, yeah, yeah. Come on. We all know some of the hits.
It's more than just hip-hop. Yeah, it's more than just hip-hop.
More than just hip-hop. And wait, Rock, I hear that you're also the DJ for Missy Elliott, right?
Yeah, Missy Elliott.
Mm-hmm. See, that's something that not everybody knows. I didn't know that until I started coming to Def Squad Studios.
Yeah.
We all know about the hits.
I'm a DJ for Missy Elliott since 2002.
So there's
I've been blessed to be a part of the stage with such a wonderful artist, a wonderful person, wonderful sister, big sister, love her to death. Big shout out to the whole squad team, Missy, CEO, the rest of the gang. Too much to name because there's so many dancers. Big shout out to all the gang.
The crowds, the way she controls the crowd in her show. So the shows that you've done, the crowds that you've seen and rocked with, this has to be crazy.
Missy is definitely an experience on stage. As well as being a DJ, I get to experience some of the best stages that I've never would have witnessed. No disrespect to any artist, but this girl is really the truth.
Dance teams?
Uh-huh.
Like dance teams that come out and dance, you join
like, you know, we have a lot of dancers. You know, big shout out to Blair, big shout out to Comfort. You know what I'm saying? The other crew, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot going on. It's a beautiful experience, man. We've been to Singapore. We've been to Korea. North or South Korea, one of them. Yeah. Matter of fact, I don't even think it was Korea. I think it was something else. But I think we did Poland, Edinburgh, Scotland, where I thought I was going to live. Because the love was just, like, amazing. Yo, it was so much love, man. It was just like, yo, I was like, if I didn't start my life here, I would have lived in Edinburgh, Scotland. And been carried up and down the street.
Really?
Because they love you out there like that.
Hip-hop,
they love you so much.
They love all that?
They love all that stuff, man.
Oh, who would have thought? They love everything. Shout out to our friends over in Scotland.
We got
to
hit up somebody in Scotland. They probably got a radio show that they'd like to hear us.
A station out there.
Yeah.
But, man, I got to say, Rock, you've worked with my favorite MC of all time, growing up, Redman.
Oh, yeah, Redman, my big brother.
And, you know, you've produced some of my favorite songs of all time. Actually, I'd say I'll Be That. I know it's like, I know it's one of his more popular songs, but I'll Be That is like one of my favorite songs of all time. Still
I'll Be That
day,
is your favorite?
I love that song, man.
Wow, that's crazy. I'll Be That.
I can't tell you how many times I've rocked out to that song.
I'll Be That was actually, the beat was for somebody else named Jay from Queens. He hates when I tell his story because then he has to hear from his friends, damn, that beat was yours. So, you know, I'm actually putting him back. I'm actually putting him in a bad place right now if he's looking at this interview. But
sorry, Jay.
But the track, he wanted a track.
At least it was for Redman, though. Like, at least the beat went to somebody that's of the level of Redman.
Well, I didn't even think Red was going to take it. I thought it was a beat, just a beat. But Red loved it. And if you hear the dialing of the phone, it's because I did the track for Jay, and it was called Phone Sex.
Oh.
And that's why you hear the dialing in it. You know what I'm saying? Bah, 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 bah. That's what you hear.
And they kept that in there.
Well, Red didn't know that the beat was for Jay. He just thought I was being inventive.
Being clever.
Being clever, you know what I'm saying? But the song ended up really doing good. I think the video did a lot for it, too.
Yeah.
And
great video, too, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great video. And Red was kind of like in this transition period, man. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the Scullies and the snot nose and the sweatpants and all that stuff. It was him being, another thing from Muddy Waters, because Muddy Waters is when he really made the transition.
Yeah.
And and it just started going in an amazing place from there. He had the mascot and all that stuff. So it was crazy. He came into us. Yeah.
And it's more than just hip hop, like we discussed. You know, there was Lady Marmalade.
Yes.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's
still
huge.
I looked recently and it was something like how many hits has it accumulated now on YouTube? Something insane. Actually, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, you have to look it up because I don't even know.
Number.
I don't even know.
I think it might be the biggest number connected with our team here at Death Squad. I mean, easily.
Of course, it's the biggest number.
It's
the biggest number because it was attached to a movie. It had the four girls in it. It had you. It had, well,
284 million views.
284 million views.
284 million views.
Yeah, we could.
And that's just the video.
Yeah.
Then there's one here attached to it, 7.4. And to think it was based off an original song, too.
Yeah.
And it was that successful.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? I had the experience of Patti LaBelle performing the song, and then when the song was over, she was like, Missy Elliott and Rock Waller, you guys are geniuses. She would say it. People would call me and tell me. So, you know, this is amazing. I didn't know. Hang on front. When I saw the girls come in, I was in the studio with Richie, one of the twins. And Richie looked at me and said, yo, this joint is going to be huge. And I used to get high all the time back then. And I was just rolling weed, just looking at him like, you think so? He said, Rock, this is going to be huge. He whispered it to me. And Richie, you know, if Richie say it's going to be huge, it's going to be huge.
Did you already know who was going to be on the track before
Not
you
until
it?
They walked in. It was kind of like a thing where, you know, Missy was getting tons of work. She still does, but at that moment, like when she was doing Lady Marmalade, it was so much work. And she called me in and she was just like, yo, I want you to help me with this song. And I said, okay. And she said, Lady Marmalade. I said, okay. And it was kind of like amongst her many other calls for work. So you don't know that it's going to do it then. But then, you know, Jimmy Iovine was a part of it. Baz Luhrmann, if I say his name correctly, was a part of it. You know, Ron Fair and everybody. And And when you saw Christina come in, you're like, okay. Little Kim, you're like, Maya, you're like, Pink.
That's like as big as it gets.
Okay, like you know.
Huge.
And then, you know, you produced the song and, you know, me and Missy and Ron did the song. And, you know, and next thing you know, I saw that, like, it was just like at that moment, I had never had that experience before. But at the same time, I was watching something happen from where it was just like amazing. And I just knew that from there. But we didn't know it was going to be a Grammy for vocal collaboration. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to accept myself as a Grammy Award winning artist because I felt like it was another award. Yeah. But they were just like Rockwell. They wouldn't have no track over the vocals. There was no track. So you're considered a Grammy Award winner
I'd say that.
You know what I'm saying?
Earns
you know?
Grammy, I'd say.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but it was just an amazing thing. And to still kind of watch it when it comes on and you hear it, people driving down the block or you go in the store and you hear it. And that's my music. You know what I'm saying? That's like bam,
timeless.
Yeah, like
I don't
like,
know if there is another song since then that had as many artists as big on one song at the time where it was a score for a movie.
Yes.
I don't think there's ever been anything like
that. Like Jimmy Iovine's put his hand on my shoulder. I don't know if he remembers this, but he was just shook his head and he was just like, if you don't do another damn track in your life, this track made you just now. This track made you.
And that's like, Jimmy Iovine. That's
Jimmy Iovine. Yeah, you know crazy. What I'm saying? You know, so it kind of made, you know, after we won the Grammy and everything and then, you know, we had the party, I remember going up to Mulholland Drive and sitting off on the mountain and smoking a blunt because I was always getting high.
That's it. The pinnacle.
And I was just like, yo, like, I don't have to do nothing else. I of course you do, but it's just like, you reach the ceiling. You reach that pinnacle. You reach that part. It's always more to do.
Yeah.
But I feel like that particular feat was like, come on, Rock.
I mean, where do you go from
Where do you go from there? You know what I'm saying? So when people ask me and they say, Rock, is there anything that you would love to work on and stuff? I'm like, I work with everybody I need to work with. I'm good.
Everybody.
You know what I'm saying? I'm really complete. I'm just working. But as far as the dream, like the way that thing emerged, the way I was able to live out that dream to Lady Marmalade, who would have thought?
What's it?
Rock Wilder, baby. Like, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing.
And which leads you here to 2019.
Yes,
produce Hampton's Dave's. What do you call it? Gentlemen's Marmalade over here. No, things are big. And that must be a pretty cool thing now that you get to kind of sit. I wouldn't say relax. You're still working constantly. Yeah. I mean, look today. We're sitting here amongst who do we have coming
out? How many tracks did we do in the last 24 hours? We did like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like 10 tracks in the last 24 hours. Yeah. Staying in the studio. I've been in the studio. I don't know which other way to live. My family, my kids, you know what I'm saying? My family.
And it's not just you in the studio. It's you and Eric. I mean, did you ever see yourself working with Eric Sermon on a day-to-day basis
No. It's been a year in, and I would have never thought. We've done things together. We've done great music together. I was a part of some great albums with him, The Joint, all that stuff and everything. But to actually be in like a warehouse setting and me and him is in the room becoming like this Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis of hip hop right now. And Ty Fife, let's not forget.
Yeah, can't forget Ty Fife.
Ty Fife is in here. We got the little pups up in here, Sickness, Check, you know what I'm saying? We Boogeyman, you know what I'm saying?
Hanging with you, I'll tell you. I hear Sickness playing some beats and it's like, oh, he's starting to.
No, yeah, Sickness. But Sickness came in here like that. Sickness is crazy. Then the artists we got up in here, like, you know, I know what these facilities do. These facilities make monsters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
And it was good to see how excited you were with Petey in the studio.
Petey Crack, said,
if somebody
right?
wants Petey to put this Crack. Time in, you see what he's getting.
Petey Crack. Unbelievable. Yep. Rockefeller's own.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We had Petey Crack up in here. Like, come on, man. Like, you know, and we got Rockness Monster coming on Monday.
That's the one on Monday.
We're about to finally do the Rock and Rock album, and then Prince Paul be here, like, you know, and then the duo album's being done. Verdi is happening with Eric Sermon.
It's just to think of all these great creators here. And it's, and it's not just music, Rock. We were sitting here earlier. It was us three, Eric, and it was, I think it was last week, and we were just discussing on how we're going to keep building over here at Squad Streaming. And you were talking about putting storyboards up.
Yeah,
just you have the mind of a creator. Someone that's able to see something and put it into existence. Not just talk about it, but come up with the formula.
I feel like this. I read a lot of books. Like, my career has been a career where I dreamed, right? I dreamed my whole career. I said, I wish I could work with that one. But then, kind of like with music, if you go upstairs and kind of design your mind to say, all right, I want to work with Janet Jackson. And then you do music for Janet Jackson. You don't know how you're going to meet her.
Yeah.
You're just doing it. You just got that feeling. You know what I'm saying? You know, and next thing you know, Janet Jackson called. Like, that's been my life. That's been my whole life. Oh, I wish I did a song. I wish I do a song, Beyonce. Beyonce's walking down the hallway. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just my life has been like that. You know what I'm saying?
Jay-Z,
like, you know,
like, you've done it.
But when you read books, like, when I got later on in my life, and you know, I was in a low point in my life because I had everything, but I wasn't mentally secure. I started reading books, and the books kind of teach you that you are being very creative when you think, and that in your genius of what you know to think, me doing music, because I felt comfortable with music, I became as much as I created. You know what I'm saying? And a very successful creator because, you know, you're thinking and you're using the genius of music, which you know to do, and you're becoming. So knowing that, you start focusing on the positive spiritual part of your creativity, right? And then you see all your accomplishments of creativity, but the creativity doesn't actually stop in just music and art. Like Jay-Z said, we're all geniuses. There's no sought out person. You know what I'm saying? We're all geniuses. Yeah. We just have to tap into what we do. Now, the thing with me is, if I'm in a building blessed by the Funk Lord himself, and I'm here and I'm in the same space, a space that's used to make movies, space that's used to create broadcasts, space that's used to create other ideas, artists, why not even take a chance to see?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what we can do, because all the people that have become the successful geniuses of our time took a leap of faith into something that they probably never thought they would have did, and just received that harvest because they took a chance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like the buildings that are blessed to have us in here, videographers,
everything,
producers, podcasts, we have E here, we have, you come in, E, it's like we have all of these different types of openings of people. Why not expand past the wall? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Bruce Lee said, I never swung at the person's face. I swung at the wall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just swung past it. Why can't we think past what we think? If these books is telling us there's a part of our brain that we're not using, the power of now, the seed of the soul, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all these different type of books that you can read. Why not take a chance and take your brain to the next level? I don't know how to do movies, but I saw a great movie. I know how to say, let's do a great movie. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, Stud gonna lock in, Real View's gonna lock in, we all gonna lock in. Then next thing you know, we might make a great movie. we know how to watch the movie we got and watch the movie somebody else got and say, okay, we're not like that yet, but we could, you know?
We could get there.
Next thing you know, we're all in the stage on suits at the Oscar Awards. Why did we ever thought that we was gonna make a movie? No, we didn't think, but we took a chance.
And you did it.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant didn't think he'd be winning And was it an Oscar he won or something?
Yeah.
You just got to do it. Like you said, when you start creating something, it's easier to take that energy, carry it over, take that same leap of faith.
Yes, because it's not actually that you're so creative in one thing and you're retarded in another.
Yeah.
It's the fact that this is where I was comfortable with music. You know what I'm saying? I was comfortable with it. I was just comfortable, but I could hear music good. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't like so skilled on playing piano. but I know how to hear music because at that age I was growing up, great music was happening. And then I got addicted to great music.
Do you play any instruments?
I play the keyboard only to mimic. I don't play the keyboard to say that I'm Liberace.
Yeah.
But I play the keyboard to mimic. And then you have beat machines that kind of can, with sampling and music production and all these different types of things that you can do with this hardware now, you can become. So you got to get the mind because you got some dudes that got all this equipment and stuff and can't do nothing.
Can't do anything.
And you know what's funny? I was doing tracks, right? I was doing tracks and this piano player was there. And I was playing chords. And I was playing the chords totally wrong. But it was because I got a keyboard when I was little and I just learned how to play the chord that way. The guy came to me, he said, I don't like what you're doing, but I like what you're doing. He said, because in theory, you're not supposed to hold your hands like that. He said, you're holding your hands, putting two inversions together. He said, it's kind of genius because you're creating your own chord. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It won't be the chord that creates what music theory is. So you might have to add those two extra keys, but you're creating your own chord.
You know, see, like, and it's crazy you're saying all this, but you don't have like a classical training or anything like that.
But I listen. I love classical music.
There's so many layers to your beats too. It's not like all of your. It's like a symphony.
Yeah,
it's written like a symphony.
Yeah, yeah.
So it just surprises
piano
me that
player
that,
right here.
Yeah. You play piano?
I
play a bunch of different instruments.
Why you say that, Ryan?
He plays instruments his whole life. He writes music.
That's what I'm talking about.
But see how he's a genius in that.
But say I put him in the back room right now. But say I put you in the back room now and I got a Christina Aguilera track to do and you just end up playing the chords. Who played the chords? Ryan that does podcasts. Next thing you know, you and Hampton Dave is, you know what I'm saying?
Doing a sing-along.
Yeah.
Back
then. You know what I'm saying? You know? So it's crazy.
I always got bars if you got a beat for me.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not kidding. That's the next guy we got to get on the studio session. Yeah. Hampton Dave.
Yeah.
So Rock, also, one thing I always wanted to, what is the first track you ever produced?
The first track I ever produced, I was 6 years old, and I was laying on my bed, and I said to myself, I wanted to hum my own music, like the crates of records that was in the crate. And I went in front of, I was in my bed, and I remember getting out the bed and going in front of the front stoop, and I hummed my own album.
Your own album?
Yeah.
How many tracks were on the album?
How'd the streaming go?
How'd the streaming go? None. No, it streamed in my brain forever. But I always say this too. If I would have had the equipment I got now, and I was 6, 7 years old, you probably would have heard the same beats. And you would have heard hip hop. You would have just heard everything. I was used to look at the facts of life and make a new beat out of facts of life. I used to look at a different strokes and be like, different strokes through the world. I used to do stuff like that because they would have break beats back then. So I was thinking break beats of any songs. You know what I'm saying? You know.
So you say you're a classical music fan. Were you a classical music fan when you were younger, growing up?
Yeah, because we listened to everything. Everything was fascinating. Beethoven was fascinating. Bach was fascinating. You know, like, you know, of course, you looked at Tom and Jerry. That was classical.
Yeah, Looney Tunes. Just merry melodies, all that.
A lot of people don't know that If I Get Locked Up Tonight is actually something I took off Tom and Jerry. Just like, it was like Tom and Jerry was dancing one day. And I didn't play it actually like Tom and Jerry, but I took that.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was like one of the parts
when
where
you're doing the Congo?
Yeah. So it was like.
I know exactly.
So here I am on the keyboard, like.
So you didn't sample that. That's literally.
Nah, that's me playing.
That's great.
And the intro, too, is me playing. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know? But crazy. That's me thinking about Tom and Jerry and Bugs Bunny and you know, Sylvester when he's going to get Tweety.
Have you ever done any cartoons, any scores for any cartoons or anything like that?
No, I didn't score for no cartoon. But I just score, but I didn't do it for a cartoon. I wish the one.
Well, they write cartoons a lot based on the actual score. So I would love to see one of our Death Squad cartoonists do some like merry melody type thing to some of your beats. That's something.
Squad.
We'll put that in the works. A new spin-off.
And all you saw was Fred Quimby. Remember that name? Every cartoon you saw Fred Quimby.
Fred Quimby.
Fred Quimby. You saw that on every cartoon. F-R-E-D-Q-U-I-M-B-Y.
Yep.
Fred Quimby. Merry
opposed to take your notes, folks. We are sitting here with Rock Wilder, and we told him this would be a 2-minute interview. See that? Here we are, all this time later.
Yeah, man.
And Rock, where can they find you on Instagram?
They can find me on Instagram, Rock Wilder Music, and they can find me on. Well, the Facebook is kind of personal. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like my family reunion. That's like my family reunion.
They got to get to that level.
You know, isn't Facebook amazing? Like, you can talk to family members that you know you will never see probably on certain walks of life, and you talk to them.
Yeah.
That's the craziest thing.
Other countries? I've got people in Italy. Yeah. I had no idea they're my family. Apparently, they're hitting me up now.
Well, that's what happens.
They see us in pictures.
That's what happens when you get famous.
Yeah. Huh. They see me in pictures with Hampton's Dave. They start asking for money.
That's it.
They're asking you for money on Facebook?
Yeah.
You should tell them to put their money on Facebook and make more money, and then you don't even. The Facebook will pay Ryan's part of the share.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Invest. Yeah. Well, Rock, it's been good having you, and I'm sure we'll have you back again soon. We've got a great night ahead.
Finally.
This is actually our first.
I thought that you had to pass a certain class to be
in New York. Remember, you came on Stone Creek.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the second.
Second.
But in here, the first.
But yeah, this
first on FM.
Yeah, the first.
First time on FM.
I feel like Hov behind this mic because I've been the. You know, I never had a chance to stud. What happened? I never got a chance to do interviews.
Shout out Hostage Media, folks. Hostage this is the Ryan Media. Show FM, and we are worldwide, baby.
Worldwide.
Let's go.
It's the Ryan Show.
Yo, that's you. Who got the key to my beamer? Jack Moe, that's how we act when we team up. Yo. Yo. Who got the key to my beamer? Jack Moe, that's how we act when we team up. Throw your triple beam up, this is fish scale. I bailed out the county with counterfeit bills. My slang be high range, brick city. Watch how you sniff, son, I'm highly octane. All you hear is bang, 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 yo. Bang. Remember you, I forget my last name. It's all about game, nothing else but dealt. Walk through the woods, then stomp on your foot. I take out any comp in the hood. Gorilla impact in this rap habitat. Get you stepping in your Air Max. Bounce. Cocking it back, but where that? Bounce. I got a six pack of Heineken and big cap on the wheels and two laps. I give Stella her groove back. My middle name must be That Shoe. Cause every time I walk by, I be like,
I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there.
My first name must be He Ain't Sh. Every time I'm in a car, be like, He Ain't Sh.
I'll be there. I'll be there, I'll be there, I'll be there.
I heard the party going on in there. Yeah, well let me shake my snake in there. Yeah, soon as I walk in, dogs are barking. Haters play the back, I stay in front like handicapped parking. Starting arsons from Jersey to Hawking. Saw me coughing out that dread apartment. Roll up to the jam with the front end bender. Watch them chickens won't end up getting salmonella. I'm ghetto like D and D, with D. You be on band from TV part 3 in a heartbeat. Tiger straight out the cup, you're lighting that son, you wave out a buck. But I'm 190 physique, 234 pounds total when I'm carrying the heat. Now platinum on wax, but platinum in the streets. And if that disagrees, smack him in the teeth. Then that bag is little piece, rocking the ice. Get it to the projects, gonna rob her tonight. Yo, why you acting like that? Made me do it. Devil's advocate hot, it take days to do it. My crew do Wayne Reed couldn't breathe. Drop me in the sun, I'll amount to 10 keys. Red bones, I'm boning. MCs be cloning. That's before Doc stretch up and moaning. My middle name must be That Shoe. Cause every time I'm in the hood, it's be like, That Shoe.
I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there.
My first name must be He Ain't Sh. Cause every time I'm in my car, be like, He Ain't Sh.
I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there.
My middle name must be That Shoe. Cause every time I'm in the hood, be like, That Shoe.
I'll be there, I'll be there, I'll be there, I'll be there.
My first name must be He Ain't Sh. Cause every time I'm in my car,
be like, yo, yo.
I'll be there, I'll be there, I'll be there.
And we are back, folks. You are listening to The Ryan Show FM, starring the socialite, Hamptons Dave.
That's me.
And Hamptons Dave, I must say, it is good to be here in this, well, I guess you'd call it a studio. See, that's
we're
the
everywhere.
Beauty of this thing, is we can really take it anywhere we want and set up and do a show. And we're definitely going to be doing it more in 2020, especially with this sweet new piece of equipment that the lovely Kelly, my baby mama, bought for me.
See what he did with all the toys from the toy drive? He went in, sold them, and look, he got new equipment for the show. If that's not America, then I don't know what else is. Merry Christmas.
You kidding me? I wrapped them up. I gave them to my boy. Now, one of the perks of taking this thing anywhere is that you never know where we might end up. And there was a week where, I don't know, God knows where Mr. Cheeks was. God knows where you were out socializing. And I had to do a show. It was super last minute. So I brought the equipment out to Long Island and said, you know what? I might as well hit up Keith Murray and see what he's doing tonight. So sure enough, Murray picks up the phone, and the next thing you know, I'm in Keith Murray's basement. That's right, in the boiler room, setting up shop. And Murray stressed to me, said, look, I am not going to do an interview. I don't want to talk about myself at all. I just want to sit around and shoot the ish. But what ended up happening was an interview.
Yep.
And we got some great stories out of Keith Murray, including the story behind the most beautifulest thing in the world.
Classic
track. Probably his most well-known track. So this interview, I'd like to say, is one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, this is a good one because it's just for the hip-hop heads. I love these interviews. I'm more biased towards our actual hip-hop head interviews, like the behind the scenes of the classic joints.
Especially when it involves Keith Murray.
Yeah.
Because he's a legend in his own right. Just Google the guy.
Wild boy.
Wild boy. So here you have it, folks. Our interview with Keith Murray, straight out of his basement. Produced by Eric Sermon. This is The Ryan Show FM, and we'll be back.
It's The Ryan Show!
And we are back, folks. You are now listening live to The Ryan Show FM on 98.1 FM, the new Urban Heat Radio. And without further ado, Boston, you've got to give it up for a goddamn legend that I'm sitting right beside. When we aren't at Death Squad Studios, we have to one-up you. We're going to bring actual Death Squad on these airwaves tonight. Without further ado.
Lofton in Boston.
Give it up for the most beautifulest MC in Brentwood, according to polls, right? That's recent polls.
I'm from Central Islip by way of Roosevelt.
Central Islip by way of Roosevelt. I got to study up on my Long Island, Mr. Murray.
Yeah, and Crown Heights, Brooklyn.
And it's an honor to have you here on these airwaves. People see us together all the time, Murray, but we don't ever have you on the radio show. We just hang out a lot. We go to the Hamptons. Yeah. We've been to Posnerland.
Yeah.
Shout out to our friend Lance Posner from Vegas.
Yes.
And actually, speaking of Mr. Posner, I hear that you might be doing some sort of a teaching hip-hop to kids via an online course.
Well, that's what he had brought to my attention and proposed to me. We didn't fill out the due diligence yet. Excuse me, it's late night. I just finished gardening.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were a gardener too, Mr. Murray.
Oh, yeah, I do my due diligence. I get my mind right. I listen to Stevie Wonder and I do gardening.
You've been singing some Stevie Wonder since we got together tonight.
And I will love you always.
And what people don't know about you,
you can go on my Instagram and see me and Stevie Wonder too. He did a drop with me. Yes.
Recently?
Yes.
Alright, so follow him at Keith Murray Rap if you haven't yet. And one of the better Instagrams out there, Mr. Murray. Not only are you posting up, you know, video drops of where you're gonna be performing, I see you do that often, but I've seen you like on a bicycle chasing around homeless dudes. Or I don't know who these guys were. I've seen you doing all types of crazy stuff on the Instagram.
Well, I don't know where he lived, but I know he had a lot of bottles, and he was killing them out there. But I'll dust you, boy.
classic. Follow Keith Murray on Instagram. And another thing, people...
Follow Keith Murray on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And
do you
I
use
dress
Twitter?
From time to time. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, and I dress better than any gay man.
Okay, so you dress better than any gay man.
Yeah, I'm a street fashionista. Get fly in the Easter. I can't stand them niggas when they act like divas.
You know, it's funny. We had a call in earlier, and she told you to drop 16, and you dropped one of the most well-known verses in hip-hop. One of my favorite verses of all time. It never gets old watching you perform the most beautiful thing in the world. What is it like to be able to drop a legendary verse like that when someone tells you to drop 16? Do you do that often? Hit them with the most beautiful thing in the world?
Well, Eric Sermon, when I met Eric, K Solo took me to Eric Sermon. And he was like, Eric Sermon said, Keith Murray, don't come back here. Don't come here back if you don't have no rhymes. I came back the next day like, yeah, I'm mythological, this is comical, the astronomical, the most beautiful is.
What about the hook? Like, that's not only one of the hottest verses, but the song itself is so well done. Between Eric's beat, who was it that came up with the hook?
Oh, that's crazy because that was a verse, a line I said on one of Eric's records, Hostile. The most beautiful thing in this world is my notion for murderous poetry and motion. And the Iliadic shit I come across when releasing trapped air with explosive force. So Eric told me when we was in the studio, he said, Murray, say, the most beautiful thing in this world is just like that. I get in here. And I was in the studio with E for like an hour. Like, I can't say it. We had a conflict.
Why is that? Because you had already said it once before?
No, I couldn't say it the way he wanted me to say it on the microphone. It didn't make sense to me.
What made sense to you? What were you trying to do?
He said, say the most beautifulest thing in this world is just, I can say it now because it's a record. Yeah. But when he was telling me to say it, I couldn't say it because of the way the wordage was fitting. It was conflicting. And I couldn't fix my esophagus, lips, and tongue, and voice to say it. And I was like, yo, I can't say it. He was like, just do this, chop it, stop, do it. I didn't know about punching in, stopping and punching in. I used to just rhyme. He broke down all my rhymes and was like, stop here, say this, stop here, say that. That's the hook. He taught me song format in 16 bars and all of that. I used to just go crazy rhyming lyrically. You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of your style. Is you just go. I can imagine.
But he taught me song format. He told me, say this. And it was a conflict with me and him. And I swear to God, I was in Tommy Uzo's mother house in Dix Hills. And I was like, E, I can't say it. And we was in there like really conflicting. And it was my biggest record.
Yeah, I mean, classic.
It was a flux in the universe.
Crazy. And, I mean, you and Eric obviously have done countless work. Has he always been that hands-on when you guys are in the studio?
Yeah, I'm the lyricist, he's the music man. But he's the number one lyricist in the world. Eric Sermon is a
super underrated.
Super MC.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say underrated because, you know, who knows, and we ain't gonna play that game.
Well, that's the thing, is that people recognize him greatly as a producer. At least that's what I find, you know, sitting around that studio.
But it's coming back around now, and hip-hop is rejuvenating and everything.
You really think so?
Yes.
By hip-hop is rejuvenating, do you mean that lyricism matters again, or what do you mean hip-hop is rejuvenating?
Yeah, lyricism matters.
Who are some of your favorite newer artists that are my age?
How old are you?
29 years old. And even younger than me.
I'm 29 years old. Nah, I'm 45 years old. No, but, what I listen to now, I listen to the radio and I see what's going on. But I like, what's that name? NBA. I like him. I got a warrant. I ain't going outside today. I remember that shit on the block all day. Because, you know, music is a feeling for me.
Yeah.
So if I feel it and I can coincide and you put me in my experience, it's cool. I don't like escape reality when I listen to music. I live in the now and how I feel.
It's true, Mr. Murray. It's true. Passion. Some of the music I listen to isn't the most lyrical music, but I still can feel it. Like, some of the new music might not have some of the craziest lyrics, like, that maybe you had back in the day, or some of this the golden era artists. But like you said, it's more about the feeling.
Yeah, nowadays it's about the beat and the hook, but then it was about the lyrics. Yeah, it had everything. It was a full package.
So,
but I'm not discrediting anybody.
Who's an artist that you wouldn't expect Keith Murray to listen to? Somebody that you find yourself listening to that you would never expect. Doesn't even have to be hip hop.
Well, Bob Marley's my number one artist of all times.
So Bob Marley, I could see that though.
Cat Stevens.
See, that's something that, now that I wouldn't expect, mm-hmm. that you listen to Cat Stevens. But then again, not everybody knows this out there, but you're also in a rock band now?
Yeah, Spontaneous Combustion is hip rock.
Hip rock?
Yeah, it's a spinoff from Rage Against the Machine and Prophets of Rage with a baby band of them. The new single coming out is called No Exceptions, Street Crime, Suicide Prevention, and When Will I See You Again? So look out for that.
All right. Well, you know what? We're not going to make this a Keith Murray interview. That's not what you're here for.
No, I thought I was co-hosting.
No, you're co-hosting the show with me. Yeah, that's right.
And sponsored by Kentucky Fried Chicken. And sponsored by Kentucky Fried Chicken Chocolate Chip Cookies.
Delicious. I'm so glad you have a crushed Kentucky Fried Chicken. This is the most racist cookie I've ever seen in my life. These are the last pair of eyes that you want staring at you when you're about to eat a cookie.
Sponsored by Old English 42 ounce.
Gotta have 42 ounce.
Commercial break. Commercial break.
Yeah, commercial break.
And sponsored by Newports.
This is the Ryan Show FM with the one and only Keith Murray. And I don't want to say we're sponsored by Colonel Sanders. This guy looks like a terrible racist. Look at these peeping eyes staring over the cookie. We're not sponsored by these guys, but we are going to play some good music.
Colonel the fuck out.
He's already dead, Keith Murray. Folks, we'll be back. Let's go.
As I numb your cranium with a paragraph in organic mechanics, enters your nerve shaft with the beat. Emotionally influencing energy trapped in your subconscious mind to take it to the street. Take it to the street. Get defeated and beat it into a quadriplegic or a paraplegic. Can't believe it. Notice the pain in your thrombosis while your focus on focus. Viciousness don't be the hocus. My style is a foreign object. Catch you more wrecked than a street sweeper or a pack. Attack your cervix and catch a cardiac arrest. Flex and I'll make your brain hotter than Waco Tech. See, biters and neophytes might try this, but y'all didn't know who's I throw you to your death. Cause you was never fresh with the nasty dragon breath. Keith Murray, coming from the north, I'll leave it at. Keith Murray. Keith Murray, coming from the north, I'll leave it at. Keith Murray. My style is a whatever, straight up terrorist. Kowal in the metropolitan areas. I come from less than zero.
What?
With more compelling drama than Robert De Niro. I create all state plates. Get it straight. Tailgate and I bleed you like some brakes. When ED drop them Everies and Ivories, it's definitely Funkology. It's impossible to see me. Your parade with this grade A charade for decades can't be played like an arcade. You could get a psychiatric diagnosis and a smack for trying to come close to this. I catch temper hypertensions with the drums and the rumble. You stumble up a humble and crumble. My style blows every area cold, and we all know how the story goes. Keith Murray, coming from the north, I've even left. Keith Murray. Keith Murray, coming from the north, I've even left. Keith Murray.
But when I come like God in the flesh. Sir, no question, it's the brother in practical essence. The way we do, you disrespect one member for my crew. And them sound like fighting words for muscle use. Out the blue, I take the swine mines for a walk through Timbuktu. With my Timbo shoes. My concrete examples tramples your illusions. In conclusion, you're getting beat into oblivion. Nevertheless, I pack a vest like Reggie. Giving any asshole and draws a wedgie. With that supremacy, intelligence, empathy. Rolling on the ends like TNT. Intentionally, nurry increases headaches, backaches, agony. I leave your style in critical C3. I suggest we let's sit down and hold the breath. Smoke a whole pound of stress for success. Wow. Keith Murray's coming from the north side of the left. Keith Murray.
Mad brother knows the name.
Keith Murray's coming from the north side of the left.
Okay.
It's the Ryan Show.